Samachamid Bey's on the third line at the new Mishnah. Machar Layas Hasada, let's say I sold somebody a field, Venosan Lay Mixas Domim, and that person, we'll call him Bob, gave me part of the money. Let's say I sold him a field for $1,000, he gave me $500. The Amarloni says to him, E Masa Shatirtse, Heve Mois Vitola Shelcha. I say, listen, Bob, whatever you want, bring the rest of the money and take what's yours. That would be Usser. And the reason it would be Usser is because we're going to basically assume that he was paid the down payment and the field was purchased from right now. And therefore, when I say bring the money, if he brings it in, let's say a month from now and pays me, well, I've been eating the payros the whole time in that middle of the month. And I'm still going to get the full payment of the field. So like for waiting for the money or the rest of the money in the field, I've been getting the benefit of the payros as ribbis, and that would be the problem. Hilveu al sadehu, let's say lent somebody else money based on a field that he owns, the amarloi, and says him, let's say I lent Bob $100,000 and it's connected to the field, and I say, hey, listen, Bob, if you don't pay me back the $100,000, mikanat shalishanim, you have 3 years, but if you don't pay back from right now and 3 years pass, harehi shali, that field is mine. Well, if 3 years come and go, harehi shali, it would be my field if you didn't pay back. V'chachaya baisis ben zainin, v'chachaya baisis ben zainin oisa, that's the way that this particular gentleman, Bisis, would act, al pi chachamim, based on the rabbinical authorities. Okay, asks the Gemara a great question. Let's say I sold a field and I took part of the money. In the interim, who eats the payros from that field? Who gets the benefit of the rental checks? Mi eichel payros? Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Anan. Rav Huna, who we underlined, Amar, meichel eichel payros. Rav Anan, who we underlined, Amar, mishalshnas a payros. Rav Huna says that it's the seller who would consume the payros. We'll see as the Gemara goes on explaining why that is. And Rav Anan says, no, we actually make like some sort of trust account, have a third party, and based on that third party, we'll wait to see if the transaction is completed and it happens, then it goes to the lokeach, the payros. And if not, it goes back to the seller. Veloy Pligi. The Gemara now notes, though, that actually Rav Huna and Rav Anan are not arguing. They're talking about two separate cases. Ha da Amar. Rav Huna had said the Moicher is the one who, in the interim, consumes the payros. That's where he had said to him, Lechi Maisis Kani. Okay, you know why? Because part of the deal was specified that when you bring the remainder of the money, then and only then will you acquire it. So, of course, the payros are the mochers up until that happens. Whereas, ha, Rav Anan, who said we sort of find a believable third party and have him hold on to it for the time being until we see what happens. Ha, da Amar, it's and this is the case of the Mishnah, where it's almost like Bedi'evit, he said, Lechi Maisis Kani Ma'achshav. When you bring the rest of the money, it will be yours from the initial time that you pay the down payment. Period. Tani Rav Safra Beribis Debe Rav Chia. The following almost three-line brisa. It's going to be four cases. We'll number them off, 1 to 4. Number one, Pa'amim, there are certain circumstances, Shneim Mutarim, that both of them would be mutter permissible. We'll explain each case, by the way, when we get to the Gemara. Pa'amim, and there are times, case two, Shneim Asurin, where they're both Asur. And case three, Pa'amim Shamaychim Mutter V'lekeach Asur. And case four, pa'amim shalekech mutter u'meicher aser. Bottom line, you have some sort of arrangement between a seller and a buyer, and there is an orchard or field, and there's payros. Who is entitled to the payros? Either both of them are, or neither of them are, or sometimes just the mocher, sometimes just the lekech. Now, that was the Braisa, that's the end of the Braisa, and Rava, the Amara, basically says that he'll explain, give an example of each case. Ani Rava Basrei, Rava kind of piped up after that Braisa was said and explained, and now we'll list, number them off, 1 to 4. The first case, which was where both of them are mutter, he the Peros, like, when is that? Well, Pam Shashne Mutarin, Da Amar Le, It's where the seller said to the purchaser, Kani Kashir Zuzeh, you know what? You can acquire the field. It's a $100,000 field. You pay $50,000, half of it, so you get half of the field, and the rest of the field, that'll be mine. When you bring the money for the rest of the field, it'll be yours. So the guy who purchased eats the peros of the field that he's entitled to, let's call it the 50%, and the seller eats the rest. Case number two, Pamim Sheshneim Asurin, there are times where both of them are asked to eat the peros. Damarle, what would be an example of that? That's where he said the seller said to the buyer, quote, four words, L'chi Moises Kani Ma'achshav. When you do bring the money, it's yours, all of it, from right now. And we had explained already why there's a possibility it could be a problem for either one of them, and therefore neither of them gets the peros. We might give it to a shlish and let that shlish hold on to it. Comma. Case number three, where you have pamim. The mocher is mutter to have the peros, but not the loikeach. Why is the seller allowed to have it? Da amarle, well, that's a case where the seller said to the buyer of this, let's say, this orange grove, three-word quote, l'chimaisis kani. When you bring the money, and only when you bring all of the money, then you'll get the field, which sounds like until all money is paid up, it's totally the mocher's, and that's why the mocher would be mutter to the peros. Comma, and finally, case four, pa'amim, shalaykeach mutter umaycharasar. That's the purchaser is the only one who's mutter. When is that case? To Amar Lay, that's when he had said specifically, kane me achshav. All right, listen, you give me all the money, part of the money, whatever it is, you are getting the field, like, right now, v'zuzoi lahavi halvagabach, and whatever the money that you owe me for it is, it's not part of the sale. The sale is definitely going to be effective. The money you'll owe me as a separate loan. We'll kind of set it up as a loan, and indeed, then, in that case, the lokeach, the purchaser, is totally much in the peros, because it's all his peros, without any, and even if the loan is defaulted on it, it doesn't take away from the field, period. Mantana, I put a diamond around this word, or I guess these words, mantana. 2, 4, 5 lines later, last one of the line is mantana, put a diamond around that word, man. And then 2, 4, 6 lines below that, right after the two dots, is another man, and I would put a diamond around that. I would mark those three man. So we want to know, and actually, I mean, it's going to follow a very similar pattern. In our brice that we had about 8 lines ago, the second possibility was that actually both of them are usr. Now, who would be the opinion who would say that they could both be usr? Mantana, that in case number 2, shneim asurin, well, Amar Rav Huna of Yeshua, we can tell you who it would not be like. It would not be like Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, if it was him, Ha'amar, he's the one, and we've seen this recently, and we'll see it again. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. Any sort of deal where there might be some sort of payment that would be an interest-type payment, at the same time there might not be, then it is Mutter, because there's only one possibility where there'd be interest, and interest is only interest if it absolutely has to be paid under all circumstances. Okay, now we have almost a 3-line brisa. Let's say you have somebody who borrowed money, and the one who borrowed money, the loiva, mashkin lo yasa bayis, he pledged his house to the malva, or mashkin lo yasada, his field. The amar loy, the malva says to the loiva, you know what? Kishetirza le moichram loitim kareim elali. And you want to in the future, if you want to, that is, sell your field. You would agree to sell it only to me, bedamim halalu, for this particular sum. And that particular sum might be a little bit less, Rashi says, than the going rate for that type of field. That would be aser. Whereas Bishav Yehen, if the stipulation he wants to make is that he wants to be able to buy the field for whatever it's objectively worth, then it would be mutter. Once again, then we're asked, well, who is the Tanaic opinion behind Mantana, that three words in right angles, B'damim halalu is usur? Who would that be? Well, I'll tell you who it's not. Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yehoshua, Delo, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar, He's the one who holds Sad Echad Ribis is actually Mutzer. And this case also, maybe it'll never come to Ribis because he'll never have to sell these things and pay up the loan. Third Braisa. It goes for about 2.5 lines and starts here. Macharloi Bayis or Macharloi Sada. You have a person, let's say me, I sold a house or sold a field. The Amar Loi and said, now this is the seller who's saying it, Lekashieli Ma'ois, I'm selling it. When I have money, Hechzirim Li, you'll return it to me, right? That would be usur, because then it turns out it's not really a sale. A sale isn't like you return it. It must be that it is a loan, and that is usur, because that would be interest on a loan. However, if it's the lokeach who is saying, l'kashiel l'cha ma'ois, listen, I'm buying this thing now, but when you have money, achzirim l'cha, so I'll return, I guess, the house or the field to you. That would be mutter. That's the end of the snake source. And for third and last time, the Gemara wants to know, you can see why there's a series here. Who would be the Tanaic opinion behind this braisa? Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Yehoshua, delo ke Rav Yehuda. It's not like him. De Rav Yehuda, amar tzadech ribis is mutter. One final issue, which we'll tie up before we pause. Maishna Resha Umaishna Seifa. Why the distinctions in the Resha and why the distinction in the Seifa? So, like, why different cases? And Amar Rava, he explains, I'll tell you why the Resha it would be Usur and in the Seifa it would be Mutter. Seifa da Amar Le, you know what's going on in the Seifa, why it's Mutter? Because he said to him, Midate. In other words, he's going to consider returning it, and depending on his desire, whether he wants to or not want to, at that time, that's what's going to decide things. In other words, there's no binding agreement to return the property, and that's why in the Seifa, it would be Mutter. Adkan.